a comprehensive exploration of cardiovascular anatomy and physiology. Introduction to heart rate variability, the dynamic symphony of cardiac rhythm. Heart rate variability, HRV, stands as one of the most fascinating and clinically significant phenomena in cardiovascular physiology. When we discuss HRV, we're exploring a complex interplay of neural, hormonal, and mechanical forces that create subtle but meaningful variations in the time between heartbeats. This isn't merely an academic curiosity. It represents the heart's remarkable ability to adapt to changing circumstances, from responding to a sudden emotional shock to adjusting to the subtle shifts in breathing during sleep. Consider the mathematical beauty inherent in these variations. In a healthy heart, these intervals form what mathematicians call a chaotic pattern, not random, but exquisitely complex. I've observed this phenomenon countless times in clinical settings, where patients initially express surprise that an irregular heartbeat pattern might actually indicate better health than a perfectly regular one. A particularly memorable case involved a professional musician who immediately grasped the concept when I compared it to the subtle timing variations that make music sound natural rather than mechanically produced. The clinical implications of HRV extend far beyond basic cardiac function. When working with patients suffering from anxiety disorders, my colleagues have found that explaining HRV often provides their first tangible understanding of the mind-body connection. One patient, a corporate executive with panic disorder, experienced a breakthrough moment when she saw her HRV pattern change in real time as she practiced different breathing techniques. This visual feedback helped her understand how she could actively influence her nervous system's functioning. The intricate architecture of blood vessels. The arterial system, nature's pressure management network. The arterial system represents one of nature's most sophisticated pressure management systems. Beginning with the elastic arteries, particularly the aorta, we find vessels that don't merely transport blood, they actively participate in pressure regulation through their remarkable elasticity. Think of the aorta as a pressure reservoir, expanding during systole and recoiling during diastole, effectively converting the heart's pulsatile flow into a more steady stream. This system's complexity becomes even more apparent as we examine the transition from large elastic arteries to muscular arteries and finally to arterioles. Each level serves specific functions, with arterioles, in particular, acting as the primary regulators of peripheral resistance. I recall a fascinating case where clinicians used ultrasound to observe these vessels in a patient with Raynaud's phenomenon. The dramatic constriction of arterioles in response to cold provided a vivid demonstration of these vessels' remarkable reactivity. The clinical significance of arterial function extends into numerous pathological conditions. In treating hypertension, we're essentially working to modify the behavior of these vessels. My colleagues have seen patients achieve significant blood pressure reductions through lifestyle modifications that improve arterial function, such as regular exercise and stress management techniques. One particularly successful case involved a 45-year-old teacher who reduced her need for antihypertensive medication through a combination of dietary changes and regular practice of slow breathing exercises that enhanced her arterial compliance. Cardiovascular control mechanisms, the body's most sophisticated regulatory network. The cardiovascular center, master control in the medulla. The cardiovascular control center, located in the medulla oblongata, represents one of the most sophisticated regulatory systems in human physiology. This neural command center continuously processes thousands of inputs while orchestrating moment-to-moment adjustments in cardiovascular function. Think of it as an air traffic control center for the circulatory system, managing multiple flights of information simultaneously. Clinicians have observed the remarkable precision of this system while working with patients undergoing tilt table testing. One particularly illustrative case involved a young athlete with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS. As they gradually tilted the table from horizontal to vertical, they could observe in real time how her cardiovascular center attempted to compensate for the positional change, though in her case, the response was exaggerated. The normally seamless coordination between heart rate, blood pressure, and vascular tone was disrupted, providing valuable insights into the complexity of cardiovascular regulation. The cardiovascular center processes input from multiple sources, each providing crucial information about the body's current state and needs. Baroreceptors in the carotid sinus and aortic arch continuously monitor blood pressure, while chemoreceptors track blood oxygen and carbon dioxide levels. Proprioceptors throughout the body signal movement and position changes. In my research work, we've documented how these various inputs are integrated to produce coordinated cardiovascular responses. Autonomic control, the balance of power. The autonomic nervous system's control over cardiovascular function represents one of the most elegant examples of physiological balance in the human body. The interplay between sympathetic, fight or flight, and parasympathetic, rest and digest, influences creates a dynamic equilibrium that can rapidly adjust to changing demands. Working with heart failure patients has provided some of the most dramatic demonstrations of autonomic control. I recall a case where we used heart rate variability biofeedback to help a patient with chronic heart failure improve his autonomic balance. Through regular practice, he learned to enhance his parasympathetic tone, leading to improved exercise tolerance and quality of life. This case highlighted how the autonomic nervous system can be intentionally modulated through appropriate interventions. The sympathetic nervous system's influence on the heart is particularly fascinating. Through beta-adrenergic receptors, it can simultaneously increase heart rate, chronotropy, contractility, inotropy, and conduction velocity, dromotropy. Physicians have observed these effects dramatically in cases of pheochromocytoma, where excess catecholamine production creates a state of sympathetic overdrive. Hormonal regulation, the chemical symphony. The endocrine system's role in cardiovascular regulation adds another layer of complexity to this already intricate system. Hormones like epinephrine, norepinephrine, angiotensin II, and atrial natriuretic peptide work in concert to fine-tune cardiovascular function. During work in the intensive care unit, physicians have seen how understanding these hormonal interactions is crucial for managing critically ill patients. One particularly memorable case involved a patient with Addison's disease who presented with refractory hypotension. The case illustrated how the loss of normal cortisol and aldosterone production can profoundly impact cardiovascular function. Through careful hormone replacement and monitoring, we were able to restore normal cardiovascular homeostasis. The heart-brain connection, a bidirectional highway of information. The relationship between the heart and brain represents one of the most fascinating frontiers in cardiovascular physiology. Recent research has revealed that this is far more than a simple hierarchical relationship with the brain issuing commands and the heart responding. Instead, it's a sophisticated bidirectional communication network. The heart contains approximately 40,000 neurons, forming what some researchers call a heart brain. This intrinsic cardiac nervous system is capable of independent processing and decision making. In my research laboratory, we've recorded the activity of these neurons and observed how they can modify heart rhythm independently of central nervous system input. Afferent signaling. The heart speaks to the brain. The heart sends more signals to the brain than it receives, primarily through vagal afferents. These signals influence emotional processing, cognitive function, and stress responses. I've worked with patients using heart rate variability biofeedback to demonstrate how conscious control of heart rhythm patterns can influence emotional state and cognitive performance. Clinical applications of heart rate variability, from theory to practice. Diagnostic applications in modern medicine. The clinical applications of heart rate variability have revolutionized our approach to cardiovascular diagnostics and monitoring. In cardiac rehabilitation centers, clinicians routinely use HRV measurements to assess patients' progress and adjust treatment protocols. One particularly striking case involved a 52-year-old executive recovering from myocardial infarction. His HRV measurements provided early warning signs of overtraining during his rehabilitation program, allowing us to modify his exercise prescription before physical symptoms appeared. The prognostic value of HRV cannot be overstated. Research has consistently shown that reduced HRV is one of the strongest predictors of mortality following myocardial infarction. I've tracked hundreds of post-MI patients, and those with higher HRV consistently show better recovery outcomes. One study demonstrated that patients who achieved a 15% improvement in HRV through biofeedback training showed a 40% reduction in subsequent cardiac events. Therapeutic applications, the rise of biofeedback. Heart rate variability biofeedback represents one of the most promising developments in non-pharmacological cardiovascular therapy. The technique involves teaching patients to breathe at their resonant frequency, typically around 6 breaths per minute, which maximizes heart rate oscillations and strengthens baroreflex function. My colleagues have witnessed remarkable transformations through this approach. A professional violinist with performance anxiety learned to regulate her autonomic nervous system through HRV biofeedback. Not only did her stage fright improve, but her blood pressure normalized to the point where she could reduce her medication. The technique proved so effective that we now incorporate it into our standard treatment protocol for performance anxiety. Modern research developments, pushing the boundaries. Neurocardiology, the emerging field. The field of neurocardiology has exploded with new discoveries about the heart-brain connection. Recent research has revealed that cardiac afferent signals can influence everything from emotional processing to cognitive function. In our research laboratory, we've documented how different heart rhythm patterns affect brain activity patterns, emotional processing, and cognitive performance. One fascinating study we conducted involved monitoring the brain's event-related potentials in response to different cardiac rhythms. We found that coherent heart rhythm patterns facilitated cortical function, improving reaction times and decision-making accuracy. This research has profound implications for understanding how cardiac function influences cognitive performance and emotional regulation. The role of heart rate variability in preventive medicine. Preventive cardiology has been transformed by our understanding of HRV. We now know that decreased HRV often precedes the development of traditional cardiovascular risk factors. My colleagues have worked with numerous patients where HRV monitoring provided early warning signs of developing cardiovascular problems, allowing for preventive interventions before clinical symptoms appeared. One remarkable case involved a 45-year-old marathon runner whose HRV showed concerning patterns despite excellent traditional cardiac markers. Further investigation revealed early coronary artery disease, allowing for preventive intervention years before conventional screening would have detected problems. Future directions and therapeutic implications. Personalized medicine through HRV analysis. The future of cardiovascular medicine lies in personalization, and HRV analysis is leading the way. Advanced pattern recognition algorithms can now identify individual HRV fingerprints, allowing for more targeted interventions. In our clinic, we're developing protocols that use these patterns to customize treatment plans for each patient. Integration with artificial intelligence. The integration of artificial intelligence with HRV analysis represents an exciting frontier. Machine learning algorithms can now predict cardiovascular events with remarkable accuracy by analyzing HRV patterns. Researchers are currently working on a project that uses deep learning to identify subtle HRV changes that precede adverse cardiac events. The impact of age and gender on cardiovascular function. Introduction. Understanding age and gender differences in cardiovascular anatomy and physiology is crucial for clinical practice and research. These variations profoundly influence how physicians diagnose, treat, and prevent cardiovascular disease across different populations. Gender-based anatomical variations in the heart. The female heart presents distinct characteristics that significantly impact clinical care. Women typically possess smaller hearts and blood vessels than men, even after accounting for body size differences. The female left ventricle exhibits a more elliptical shape and smaller chamber volume, while maintaining ejection fractions comparable to men. To compensate for the smaller chamber size, the female heart demonstrates greater cardiac twist mechanics during contraction, an elegant adaptation that helps maintain adequate stroke volume. Coronary architecture and gender. The implications of these structural differences become particularly evident in coronary artery disease. Female coronary arteries have notably smaller diameters, a factor that significantly influences disease presentation and treatment. During coronary angiography, What might appear as a minor stenosis in a male patient could represent a significantly more severe obstruction in a female patient. This anatomical variation helps explain why women often present with microvascular disease rather than classical obstructive coronary artery disease. Electrophysiological gender differences. Electrophysiological differences between genders are equally fascinating. Women typically maintain faster resting heart rates than men, with average differences of 3 to 5 beats per minute. The female heart also exhibits a naturally longer QT interval on electrocardiogram, making women more susceptible to certain types of arrhythmias. This difference becomes particularly pronounced after puberty, suggesting a strong hormonal influence on cardiac electrical activity. Vascular function and gender. When we examine vascular function, we find that female arteries generally demonstrate greater compliance than male arteries at the same age. This vascular advantage appears to be largely related to estrogen's effects on the vessel wall. Estrogen enhances nitric oxide production, reduces inflammatory responses, improves calcium handling in vascular smooth muscle, and promotes more efficient endothelial repair mechanisms. These factors contribute to the lower pulse pressure observed in premenopausal women. Developmental changes through the lifespan. The cardiovascular system undergoes dramatic transformations throughout life, beginning with the remarkable transition at birth. Newborns start life with relatively high pulmonary vascular resistance, which rapidly decreases in the first few weeks. Throughout childhood, the heart grows proportionally with body size, but puberty triggers significant remodeling. Boys develop greater left ventricular mass, while girls maintain smaller chamber sizes but develop enhanced diastolic function. Adult cardiovascular aging. As we age, the cardiovascular system continues to adapt and change. The heart wall typically thickens, particularly the left ventricle, and cardiac fibrosis increases. Mitochondrial function declines, and calcium handling becomes less efficient. The sinoatrial node may show deteriorating function, and heart rate variability typically decreases. These changes coincide with vascular adaptations, including progressive arterial stiffening, declining endothelial function, and decreased baroreceptor sensitivity. Cardiovascular changes in advanced age. In advanced age, typically beyond 75 years, we observe additional unique changes. The left atrial size often increases, the aortic root diameter enlarges, and valve calcification becomes more common. Capillary density decreases, affecting tissue perfusion. Functional changes include declining diastolic function, decreased maximum heart rate, and diminished stroke volume response to exercise. Blood pressure regulation becomes less precise, increasing the risk of orthostatic hypotension. Clinical implications of age and gender differences. These age and gender differences carry significant clinical implications. Diagnostic criteria must be adjusted accordingly. ECG criteria for left ventricular hypertrophy differ by gender, stress test protocols require age and gender-specific modifications, and normal ranges for cardiac biomarkers vary significantly. Treatment approaches often need customization based on these factors, including drug dosing, surgical approaches, and exercise prescriptions. Special populations. Special populations require particular attention. Athletes show gender-specific adaptations to training, with female athletes typically showing less cardiac remodeling than their male counterparts. Pregnancy induces unique cardiovascular changes, including increased cardiac output by 30 to 50%, expanded blood volume, decreased vascular resistance, and increased heart rate. These adaptations vary with maternal age and can unmask underlying cardiovascular disease. Research and future directions. The research implications of these differences are far-reaching. Understanding age and gender variations influences clinical trial design, drug development, medical device sizing, risk prediction modeling, and preventive strategies. Current research continues to explore the molecular mechanisms underlying these differences, aiming to develop more targeted therapeutic approaches that account for the unique characteristics of each population. Conclusion. This understanding of age and gender-related differences in cardiovascular structure and function remains crucial for delivering optimal, personalized cardiac care. As our population ages and we strive for more precise medical interventions, these considerations become increasingly important in both clinical practice and research design. Conclusion: the living system. As we conclude this comprehensive exploration of cardiovascular anatomy and physiology, it's essential to remember that we're discussing a living, adapting system rather than a mechanical pump. The cardiovascular system demonstrates remarkable plasticity, constantly adjusting to meet changing demands while maintaining homeostasis. The integration of neural, hormonal, and mechanical control systems creates a level of complexity that we're still working to understand fully. Yet, this complexity also provides multiple therapeutic targets and opportunities for intervention. As we continue to uncover new aspects of cardiovascular function, particularly in areas like heart-brain interaction and HRV, we open new avenues for treatment and prevention of disease. Our growing understanding of these systems has profound implications for clinical practice and human performance optimization. Whether we're treating heart disease, managing stress, or enhancing athletic performance, the principles we've discussed provide a foundation for evidence-based interventions that can improve health outcomes and quality of life.